Om Shri Sai Ram. My most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Shri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, and fellow pilgrims present here today, I welcome you all. At the outset, warm wishes to all the lovely ladies present here and all over the world on this auspicious occasion of Ladies' Day celebrations. So let us continue our evening celebrations of the Ladies' Day with our first speaker, Dr. Neelam Desai. Dr. Neelam Desai is a senior consultant and head of department of the cardiothoracic and vascular surgery at the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashantigram, Puttaparthi, India. She has performed more than 7,000 cardiothoracic and vascular surgeries in neonates, children and adults. She's been a Bal Vikas teacher and convener since her young adult days. She came to Swami at the age of 10 and has worked at the hospital for over 25 years. She has had many interactions with Bhagwan. And we now call upon her to start the evening session of the Ladies' Day program with her talk.
Om Shri Sai Ram, my most humble pranams to my beloved Mother Sai, the epitome of Sarva Shakti, the Mother of Mothers. Respected dignitaries, dear brothers and sisters, a very warm welcome to you all. Henri Poincaré, he was a French mathematician and a philosopher of the 18th century. He once remarked, "It is the harmony of the diverse parts, their symmetry, their happy balance, that introduces order, that gives unity, that permits us to see clearly and to comprehend at once both the ensemble and the details. It is this symmetry which defines everything around us. The symmetry and its interdependence, the yin and the yang. It is when the symmetry is broken that problems begin. It leads to disorderliness, which then progresses to chaos and confusion. It is important that we maintain and preserve this balance. The universal energy has two aspects, the masculine and the feminine. And over a period of time, in our tumultuous existence on this planet, there has been an abrogation and disruption of the fine balance between the two. In order to resolve and restore order and peace, we need to develop a deeper understanding of this and foster a feeling of interdependence and mutual respect. At a microcosm level, we all, irrespective of our gender, have both the aspects in us. This point also forms the crux of Sankhya philosophy in our ancient text, which lays a lot of emphasis on the Prakriti, which refers to the matter, and Purusha, which refers to the consciousness. Prakriti represents the feminine aspect of existence, the energy of the Supreme, which permeates every being and is the primal motive force. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned that Prakriti or nature is composed of the three gunas, the Rajas, the Sattva, and Tamas. We need to realize and appreciate this aspect. The largest significance of this day, November 19th, is to celebrate this delicate balance and the feminine energy in all of us. This day is in dedication of the greatness and the uniqueness of womanhood, which takes so many forms in society, including that of a mother, wife, daughter, etc. This day also happens to be the birthday of two iconic Indian women, the brave Rani Lakshmibai, also known as Jhansi Ki Rani, and Srimati Indira Gandhi. Both of them, in their own signature manner, stormed traditional male bastions and became leaders of the masses. Today there is no field or realm which is beyond the reach of modern women. Women are today not just the bedrock of a family. She has become the bedrock of society at large, much beyond the individual family. She was always the loving mother, loyal wife, and dependable daughter. But today, she is also the daredevil pilot and astronaut, social reformer, leading politician, able educationist, competent lawyer, accomplished chartered accountant, an enterprising businesswoman, and whatnot. You name the field and she's there, proving to the world that she's no less than men in their respective domains. She has plunged into the depths of the ocean, scaled the heights of mountains, and circumambulated around the world, thus proving her mettle in every sphere of life. Bhagwan used to deliver powerful and inspiring discourses on this day, in the morning which we just heard, that revealed the inner significance of this day, the importance of honoring one's parent and of parents rearing children in a proper manner, and the essentiality of respecting and glorifying women in society, women who are the cornerstone for a sturdy family, nation, and world at large. He extolled the virtues of sacrifice, compassion, and love. Ladies' Day has been heralded by Bhagwan as an opportunity to remind women to develop self-confidence and self-respect. Along with the embodiment of divine qualities comes the responsibility of women to assume leadership roles in the restoration of values-based living, peace, and harmony. He states that when women come up in society, the whole world will become sacred. The world needs in women and its women to fulfill their sacred duty more than ever. By the way, I just happened to come across today afternoon only, and I didn't know, but how many of you all know that today is also celebrated all over the world as International Men's Day? It is celebrated in 70 countries. And now, going to the beginning of my talk, I think Bhagwan has perfectly balanced the male and the female aspect, which we talked about. So, when the rest of the world is celebrating the International Men's Day, this has been started way back in the year 1991. Bhagwan has chosen this day to keep a balance, as he has been an Shiv Shakti Swarupa avatar. So I think he thought that his organizations all over the world will take care of the feminine aspect, and then the rest of the world will celebrate the International Men's Day. So this has been a revelation to me today. But I don't know if all of you knew about it. I would like to end by quoting a poem by Rabindranath Tagore from Gitanjali. He it is, the innermost one, who awakens my being with his deep hidden touches. He it is who puts his enchantment upon these eyes and joyfully plays on the chords of my heart. He it is who weaves this web of Maya in hues of gold and silver, blue and green, and lets peep out through the folds his feet, at whose touch I forget myself. To this Lord of mine, my mother sign, I offer myself and surrender so that he may use me as an instrument in his divine mission. And I pray that he blesses all of us present here and abroad. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, madam. Our next talk is by our chief guest of today's evening program, Miss Isabella Chu. She is a permanent judge of Hong Kong and the chair lady of the Hong Kong Judge Association. Judge Isabella Chu is an ardent devotee of Bhagwan. She is a frequent visitor to Prashanti Nilayam and supports many service projects, in Hong Kong, China, as well as in Puttaparthi. She has worked as a practicing lawyer for 18 years in Hong Kong and was appointed as a deputy judge in 2013 and as a permanent judge by the Hong Kong judiciary on 23rd November 2014. She has been organizing different activities and events for different level of judges, including a very successful judiciary tour to Bhutan and Jerusalem. Now I call upon Miss Isabella.
Offering my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami, respective committee member of today's program, esteemed elder, dearest brother and sister, my very loving siren to all of you. Swami, without your concern and blessing, I would not be standing here again. I was given free time as his speaker in this Kuan Hall in my past last 3 years at the Chinese New Year. It was indeed a good timing for other Chinese devotees to share his blessing instead of me. So I was make my wishes and send my prayer to Swami. I want to be a speaker at his Ladies' Day on 19 November 2018. So I have been working very hard in my everyday duty, offering to Swami to make him happy for his permission. Whatever program he wants me to join, no matter how busy I am, I will go and do my best as his speaker. And last month, October, by his grace, I was appointed as an emergency duty judge and acting court leader by the Hong Kong judiciary. So I could not leave Hong Kong. And I cannot attend my favorite Dasanra Yatna in Pasanti. But Swami arranged my family to attend the Yatna on my behalf. Pausing here, October, it was last month, I was still not invited as a speaker for today's program. What to do? I tell my family, only one thing can do. Prayer. Pray to Swami. So I invite my family and my saver teammate. We have to send a united prayer to Swami in Dasanra for his permission. We did. We send our senior prayer to Swami. And I have a dream given by Swami. I know he was responding. And next day, after my court duty, I watched the evening program, the live evening program in Kuan Hall. I heard the speaker, a Sai student, Dr. Annette Kumar. He shared, Swami made his wishes come true after he reading Sati Sai Satavita in 7 days. I know that was the answer by Swami to my prayer, and that was the last thing Swami wants me to complete as my sadhana. So I immediately to call up my family to get the book from the Ashram bookshop. Next day, I remember the date, 15 October. My family went to the Ashram bookshop to get the book for me. No stock there. And outside, only Telugu version. And they asked around for me. Nobody have the book. At last, by Swami's will, my saver teammate, who have this book in English version, and he's very happy to part this book for me. So, on 15 October, at about 2:30 p.m., my family got this book for me and WhatsApp to me. And later, after reading this book, 100 years ago, exactly on 15 October, exactly at about 2:30 p.m., Sati Baba has taken Mahasamadhi. Is that coincidence? No, that is his beautiful, amazing Leela. On 19 October, the last day of the Dasama, I received this book from my family, so I immediately to read this book day and night. 15, not 7 days, 3 days, I finished this book on 23rd October at 1 a.m. I finished the book. I sent my last prayer to Swami. I said to Swami, I done everything, no more. I surrender everything to you. Swami, perform your miracle. And then I went to sleep because too tired, no more energy. After 6 hours deep sleep, I was awoken by a call, an international call by one of the organizers of the today program who are now here for inviting me as the speaker for today program. Swami, today is 19 November 2018. Your Isa is standing here holding the mic for you. You have answered my prayer through the blessing of the Sati Baba because you are Sati Baba. Because this year is the 100 year celebration of the Sati Baba Mahasamadhi. And from this book, Swami, you let me know one thing. 100 years ago, you as a Sati Baba said to your devotee, believe me, though I pass away, my bones in my dung would be speaking, moving, communicate to those who surrender themselves wholeheartedly to me. Swami, this is even true today. Your bones is now inside this samadhi. You heard my prayer, you answered my prayer, and you performed the miracle. That's the reason today I'm standing here at your Lady Days program. And Swami, surely you will remember in 2012, my first visit to come to Puttaparthi, you taught me how to communicate with you through the book of the Sayadasin, that I can wrote all my problem to you. So I wrote my prayer in a letter and put on the samadhi. This is my first letter on your samadhi. I still remember what I wrote to you. I said to you, Swami, I have no desire to fight anymore as a lawyer, no more. But I love law, and I would like to fight the justice for everyone. So Swami, please help me. Please make all my work into your work. And Swami, I love you. And Swami, you did answer my prayer, and you did appoint me as a judge in only 6 months' time. I still remember the last evening in my lawyer office with my family, to pack all my stuff to move to the court chambers. I kept crying and crying. My family said, why are you crying? You should be happy. Swami performed the miracle and appointed you as a judge in such a short time. This is the miracle. You should be happy. And I said to my family, I said, yes, but it is a bit too fast. I'm so scared. I'm not sure whether I'm capable sitting in the bench. So I kept crying and kept packing. The last item I packed was the Swami photo. That was my first time to see the material vibhuti. Swami material vibhuti in his photo to show me one thing. Why you fear when I'm here? And surely Swami will move to the court chambers with me. So I holding the Swami photo with the material vibhuti to move to the court chambers. The next day, my first day sitting in the bench as the judge, I complete all my case beautifully with the blessing of Swami. So I went back to my court chambers. In front of his spiritual and the material vibhuti, I sent my hearty prayer to Swami. I said to you, Swami, since you make all my work into your work, and I will make all my income and all my resources for putting into your work, starting from that day. So I make my declaration to my family. I told them I will use all my resources for Swami's work. No more saving anymore. And my family said to me, don't you think you should keep some part of your money for investment in property or for your retirement? I said to them, no. No need any saving for me, because I'm very sure Swami will take care for me for everything. I have a full conviction, no matter the people, your zero figure in your account is more than me. You have more property than me, but I have a full confidence to let you know. The zero figure in my account of the bank of the Swami will not less than you, because I will use the rest of my nights to earn the credit and the zero figure from his bank, and I will connect all the mileage from Swami so that I can come back here non-stop to seeing Swami. I still remember on that weekend when I visit my parents to have a family dinner. No one to inform my intention to my father. But when I first saw my father said to me, no saving. Use all your money for your good work. Whenever you need, just come back home. You have the full support from your whole family. I know, Swami, that is your full assurance through the mouth of my father. And indeed, for all this year, I have the full support from my family for his self-mission work. And you know, people always ask me, in your busy schedule, sitting in the band as a judge, and attend different side programs as a speaker, and non-stop to participate the Seva project, how you handle the problem, the difficult people, political issue, how you handle? My answer is only one. Don't give up. Keep going. Hold Swami tightly. Whenever I was in the most difficult time, I always remember one thing in my heart. That is the Swami direct instruction to me. Don't turn left. Don't turn right. Only one direction. That is Swami. Don't talk too much. Don't comment too much. Only use his vibration for his work, nothing else. When you talk about a problem, you lose your energy, and you're connecting to the negative energy of your problem, and you indeed creating more negative energy and worsen your problem. When you keep doing his work, you will creating the most powerful positive divine energy, and it will change the negative situation, and the thing will back to the right track. That is very important. So remember, no matter what happened to you, don't talk, just keep doing his work. That is the only one solution, and let us be his most powerful instrument. Actually, I want to say most powerful lady, but since I want to make the balance, so I want to say most powerful instrument. Not because of our position and authority. It will come and go. Be powerful because ourselves, Swami inside ourselves, merging with Swami, that is permanent. Can I share my secret with you? How to be powerful. I got one secret. I have a dream given by Swami last year. Swami sitting inside a room. I think it's a Monday. There's one group of the people sitting outside. It's a group of the big devotee. I was sitting at the back. And suddenly Swami pointing at me and asked the Seva Dutch to bring me to the front. And Swami pointed to me again. And Swami said, "It's you. You are the one." And then Swami came out from the room and he stood in front of me and asked me, "Get up," and walk up with him. So I walk up with the Swami, two of us in the front, and the whole group of the devotees follow Swami at the back. And on our two sides, they have the Sai student non-stop to taking photo for us. I was just like a superstar and holding Swami's hand. And then I said to Swami, "Swami, so dramatic." And then Swami laughing happily and adjoining him laughing happily. That was a super, super glorious moment I will never forget in my life. Just that moment, Swami remind me one thing. If that's what you want in your prayer to me, yes, Swami, that is my prayer to you. I ask Swami to make his lila on me more dramatically, so that it's more easy for me to holding the mic to share his blessing. I ask Swami to appoint me as a permanent judge immediately, no delay. And Swami did appoint me as a permanent judge in 6 months' time. This is miracle. I have shared in my first speech at this Kuan Hall. So, brother and sister, my secret is I take Swami as my dearest working partner, and Swami have to take care everything for me, no choice. He always said the very dramatic lila for the beginning of my speech. He also satisfied my little desire. I remember this year in April, I attend a program in Malaysia as a guest speaker. This was my first time to see the silver color material Viputi there. Very beautiful. When I returned to the Hong Kong, I shared with my saver teammate in one evening saver. And then I told them, "I wish I can have the golden Viputi. Then I can put on my forehead when I deliver the speech and I look more shining." You know, all my saver teammates, they're laughing on me, on my idea. And next day, early morning, Swami has materialized the golden Viputi in his photo for me. And Swami, I have put your golden Viputi on my forehead today. Brother and sister, please work out your own plan with Swami and take Swami as your most trustful working partner. Swami is a God. If you take the God as your partner, that means you got the God partner, then you have the world. Swami, I told you, I have one last point before I closing your speech. Brother and sister, always remember, you are chasing by Isabella. Because I told Swami, no matter how many times you see his physical form and how many interviews you have given by Swami, I will chasing any one of you. Because I will using the rest of my life to working very hard to be his dearest ones. Don't stop and don't slow down his work because his physical form is not here. His bone inside this samadhi can hear the prayer, can answer the prayer, can perform the miracle if you wish. So we shall be chasing, supporting, inspiring each other in his Sai mission work. Swami, please show your double blessing to everyone sitting here so that we can pass all his lila tests and keep going and going. And Swami, please also give your double mileage so that everyone can come back here to seeing you, because we all love you, Swami. Swami, I love you. Yes, I am.
Thank you, madam. Now follows a cultural program by the Sundaram group from Tamil Nadu, who will be offering a bouquet of devotional songs to Bhagwan, which will then be followed by a dance drama by the students of Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Sai Ram.
Blessings of our dear Swami, the Mahiras of Sundaram Bhajan Group, Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations, Tamil Nadu, present a devotional musical offering at His Divine Lotus Feet. With profound humility and gratitude, on the occasion of the Global Mahila Day, November 19th, 2018.
Satyam Sai Nityam Sai Satyam Sai Nityam Sai Sarvam Sai Jivam Sai Sarvam Sai Jivam Sai Satyam Sai Nityam Pre
एक जीत न मारी एक हारे Thank you.
ఈశ్వరిని పదముల సన్నిధిని చేరినాను. సాయేశ్వరిని పదముల సన్నిధిని చేరినాను. సదానందవాణిలో సదాడోలను వినాను. సాయేశ్వరిని పదముల సన్నిధిని చేరినాను. హరే రామ హరే కృష్ణ హరే తాయి హరే హరి భజే సాయి శాంతి దారి సత్య సాయి హరే.
ధడకన్ తుమ్ హో సాయి
We
Mother Sai, we, your children of primary school, offer ourselves at your divine lotus feet.
Every atom with its ethereal sound, heralding the eternal truth, so sacred, so profound, that love alone in this Srishti abounds. Love in power is Shakti, love in peace is Shiva. This inseparable, absolute power is the only true reality supreme, making the dynamic equilibrium of this jagat flow in a continuous stream. This is indeed the saga of Shiva Shakti's eternal sacrifice for every pining soul to imbibe and rise.
Shivamanaga Shaktiye, Sai Shaktiyanaga Shivame, Shivamanaga Shaktiye. Prakriti Shakti Purushude Shivudu Vishwamanta Shiva Shaktula Mayame Prakriti Shakti Purushude Shivudu Vishwamanta Shiva Shaktula Mayame Praname Shakti Pranavame Shivudu Anubhuti Kandani Advaitame Shivamanaga Shaktiye Sai Shaktiyanaga Shivame Shivamanaga Shaktiye.
Singularly blessed are we that this Paripurna Mahashiva Shakti has chosen to don the vesture of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba and grant us his nearness and dearness. Baba grants the Mahashiva Shakti Darshan to Mother Ishwarama in answer to her ardent prayer.
Bhakti
చూడు చిరునవ్వుతో అమ్మ వంక చూచెను, అటువైపు చూడమని చిన్న సైగ చేసెను, చిన్న సైగ చేసెను. ఉరిమినది మెరుపు మెరిసినది ఊయలొక్కటి జారి వచ్చినది, పుట్టపర్తి బ్రహ్మాండమైనది, సాయి శక్తిని ప్రతిఫలించినది, దుర్గాలక్ష్మి మహాసరస్వతి ఏకరూపి అయి ముందు నిలిచినది, ఈశ్వరమ్మ సమ్మోహితమైనది, ఈశ్వరమ్మ సమ్మోహితమైనది.
ఈ క్షణమేనా చిన్ని నాయన శక్తి రూపు దాల్చాడమ్మా, శక్తి రూపు దాల్చాడమ్మా, నన్ను ధన్యను చేశాడమ్మా. మీరు త్వరగా రండమ్మా, కనులారా చూడండమ్మా, శివుని శక్తిగా శక్తిని శివునిగా ఒక్కసారి చూడండమ్మా, చూచి తరించండోయమ్మా, చూచి తరించండోయమ్మా.
నువ్వు చూసావుగా,
హియర్ కమ్స్ అనదర్ ఆర్డెంట్ డివటీ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ బాబా శేషగిరి రావు గారు రీలివింగ్ హిస్ వండర్ఫుల్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ విత్ ద లార్డ్. ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ ఇన్ఎక్స్ప్లికబుల్ జాయ్ టు స్టాండ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఆగస్ట్ సాయి ఫ్యామిలీ అండ్ రీగేల్ మై ట్రస్ట్ విత్ డివినిటీ. శేషగిరి రావు గారు, we are looking forward to your satsang. Puffed up with pompous pride, I came to Parthi to scoff and mock.
Scoff and mock? At whom?
At the little boy called Sai Baba, who taught sitting on a rock. His first darshan, oh, what a divine revelation.
How interesting. What did the first darshan do to you?
It sent me reeling into a spiral spiritual elevation, drenching me in his divine rays. Oh, sweet are God's mysterious ways.
So very uplifting. Please continue.
I stayed unconscious for 3 long days, oblivious of body, mind, time, or space.
Really? That sounds incredible. 3 long days. No food, no water.
Yes, no food, no water. But Baba tenderly tended me with Vibhuti Divine and assured my kith and kin that I would rise and shine.
How fortunate you are. What happened next?
After the 3rd day, I awakened to the eternal reality that Sai Baba is indeed Shiva Shakti in actuality.
Sai Baba as Mahashiva Shakti? Reveal to us, what did you see?
Believe me, I saw Lord Shiva in all his grandeur, opening his 3rd eye in all its supreme splendor.
The divine play of Purusha and Prakriti makes for harmony. There is peace and bliss in this divine symphony. But sometimes imbalance sets in when man's faith loses its sublimity and he defiantly blots the sublime unity. Then the Lord mercifully makes him realize his folly and gently reinstates Prakriti to her pristine glory.
We are now in Mount Kailash in the divine presence of Mahadev and Mother Parvati. The Gyan Sabha is about to commence.
Reverential prostrations to the Trikala Darshi, Sarva Vyapi, Samba Sadashiva and the benign Mother Parvati.
great good fortune that Mother Parvati has condescended to bless us with her august presence in the Gnan Sabha.
The awe-inspiring presence of Adi Shakti indicates that a highly illuminating and enlightening discussion with far-reaching consequences is in the offing. O seekers of truth, it is imperative that you bear in mind that you should never hesitate in clarifying doubts that assail you. These doubts invariably spring from ignorance, and this Jnana Sabha endeavors to strike at the roots of this Ajnanata. Rishi Bringi, why don't you initiate this Jnana Sabha with your first spiritual query? As you wish, my lord. Mahadev, you are the great omniscient one from whom nothing can be hidden. By worshipping you alone, can't I become the recipient of your infinite grace? Is it mandatory for me to worship other godheads to be able to attain you? My dear Bringi, for every bhakta, his bhakti is very important. But the moot question to ponder over is your bhakti total and complete by itself? Oh Lord, without a shadow of doubt, I can assure you with certainty that my bhakti is complete. I have full faith in it. But remember, Bringi, the subtle line between faith and illusion is very thin and delicate, very difficult to discern. Multitudes of people commit the folly of identifying illusion with faith. Rishi Bringi, to attain me, it is not necessary to take recourse to the worship of other deities. My relationship with my devotees is heart to heart. This is the truth. This is precisely what I believe in, O Sarvavyapi. You say I'm Sarvavyapi. Oh, Bholenath, not I alone, but the holy scriptures declare this eternal truth. The whole Jagat is aware of this indubitable Satya. What exactly do you mean by Sarvavyapi? Sarvavyapi means all-pervasiveness. You are present in every atom and molecule of this vast creation. This is my faith, Lord, the completeness of my faith. Not faith, Bringi. This is your illusion, your Brahm. If you truly consider me as omnipresent, you would see me in all gods and goddesses. And when you prostrated to them, you would experience the bliss of prostrating to me. It is not so in your case. How then can you claim your devotion to be complete and whole? My true devotees see me in all forms and experience the bliss of my proximity all the time. It's ages since we have had the divine darshan of Shiva and Shakti together.
Lord, we pray to you to grant us the boon of doing pradakshina.
Avashya.
Strange indeed. Even after knowing the ultimate truth from the Master himself, he has the pettiness of mind to differentiate between Shiva and Shakti. It seems verily the projection of his stubbornness and ego.
Mahadev, I am not satisfied doing just one parikrama
Pray, permit me to do one more. My Lord has become Ardhanarishvara. Let me become a bee and do a parikrama around my Mahadev. Oh, venerable sage, once again you chose to do only Purusha Parikrama. It clearly implies that you don't need or accept or even require Prakriti Tattva. It seems you are satisfied with the Purusha Tattva alone. So, it is my desire to free you from this moral dilemma, Prakriti Purusha Vivadam, once and for all. I will grant you a boon. From now on, your body, composed of the Panchabhutas, will be according to your thoughts. You will be completely freed from the Prakriti Tattva. Yad Bhavam Tad Bhavati. Victor the Prakriti Tattva, Vrhingi's Jeev has become Nirjeev. Forgive me, Mata. Please forgive me. I have realized my mistake. Blinded by my ego and ignorance, I refuse to accept the essence of all Jnana. Mother, through this one profound experience, I have understood the truth in a trice. Kshama, Mata, Kshama. Mother Divine, I am ever grateful to you for dispelling the dark clouds of ignorance that corroded my inner vision and for leading me into the celestial light of the triple powers of creation, Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. Vrhingi, today you have scaled to the zenith of bhakti, jnana and tapasya, for you have understood the divine rahasya, the inextricable, inseparable bond between Purusha and Prakriti. The vagaries of the mind make humans commit the folly of blatantly disrespecting Jnana Devi, Mother Saraswati, the repository and bestower of wisdom divine.
లోకములో జరుగుచున్న అన్యాయములను చూచి విద్యను కాసుల కొరకై నడి వీధిని విక్రయించ జ్ఞానమాత సరస్వతి ఖేదముతో రగిలెను మాట రాక మూగబోయి తానే మాయ మాయను అడుగడుగో జ్ఞానమూర్తి అతడి మూలకారకుడు విద్యను కాసుల కమ్ముట మొదలెట్టిన మహామహుడు అతని ఆట ఆపుటకై విద్యను రక్షించుటకై మహాశివుడు మానవుడై ఇలకు తరలి వచ్చెను మహాశివుడు మానవుడై ఇలకు తరలి వచ్చెను
First and foremost, let us propitiate and seek the blessings of Saraswati Mata.
Mata Saraswati Sharada, Mata Saraswati Sharada, Hi Mata Saraswati Sharada, Vidya Dani Daya. జగత జననీ జ్వాల ముని మాతా సరస్వతి శారదా
Stop! What is happening here? Stop it at once! How dare you plan to establish a free Gurukul here? It goes directly against the rules of our kingdom. You deserve death penalty.
No, no! Revered Guruji, he is our guest. Forgive him. It is all my fault. Please punish me.
Rest assured, you too shall be punished. Definitely punished.
Respected Acharya, will you be kind enough to tell me the lapse for which you are according death penalty to me?
Just now I have told you. You want me to reiterate? So here it is. You have had the temerity to establish a free education center in my kingdom, and it is against our norms.
Acharya, pray reveal to me, in which book is it written that a new Gurukul should not be set up here? Gyan is free for all. How can there be such a rule, Acharya?
What audacity! Teaching me, Nyanmurti, the Shastras of the kingdom? Don't you know I'm the sovereign authority in the Shastras? Your arrogance reveals your over-eagerness to get punished.
Punished? Venerable Guruji, why don't you defeat me in a debate on Shastras? That defeat will become a befitting punishment for me.
A debate on Shastras? You are challenging me.
No, not at all. Giving you a chance, an opportunity to defeat me.
Agreed. But there is one condition. The one who is worsted will have to take Jal Samadhi. Are you ready to abide by this stricture?
I accept it most willingly, Acharya. But remember, if you are not able to hold your stand favorably, then this Gurukul will stand here forever, conferring free education to one and all. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. Now let us commence the debate. My first question is here. Losing this, you have no regrets. You have no sadness. Tell me, Mahatap, what is this?
Anger.
Now answer this one. By losing this, one gains. One becomes rich.
Greed.
Well, well, well. Here is my third question. Who is a true Vidwan?
Acharya, the truly wise one is the one who is a master unto himself, all-knowing, yet compassionate, equanimous, and sympathetic. He is truly a complete man.
Now attempt my next question, Mahatap. Who is Brahman?
Brahman is one who beholds divinity in all. He epitomizes forgiveness, in every act of His.
Well, well, is there anything greater than dharma in this world?
Of course there is. Love and compassion. Acharya Gyanamurti, a debate can never be one-sided. You have reined me with so many questions so far. Now, I, with your consent and permission, will ask you a few questions so as to make this highly enlightening debate fair and square.
Go ahead.
My first question is, whose vision is omniscient?
Oh, that's quite prosaic. The moon during the night and the sun during the day.
Excellent. My next question, what is hotter than fire?
Anger.
Marvelous. Now tell me, Acharya, what is heavier than Mother Earth?
Easy. Responsibilities and obligations.
No, Acharya. It is guilt. Atma Glani. Guilt is the heaviest of all. Responsibilities and obligations lighten us. The feeling of guilt makes a man tense and gross. Now, tell me, what is subtler than water?
Vayu. Undoubtedly it is Vayu.
Acharya, magnanimity of heart and generosity of spirit, not Vayu. Now, coming to my last question. Who is greater, king or God?
What a question! My king, of course.
You declare your king to be the greatest? Then your king should be able to do anything.
Most certainly he can. My king can change a pauper into a king and a king into a pauper. My king is a visible reality while your god is an invisible myth. So, I most vehemently declare with authority and power that my king can do anything and everything.
Saranath. This flame has been put off. Can your mighty king rekindle the flame? Not by using worldly articles, but by using his own inner strength and power. Otherwise, let him at least do this. The sun is about to set. Let your king stall the sunset so that the debate progresses and tips the balance in your favor.
Light the wick? Stall the sunset? It is impossible for a mortal to do it.
Acharya Gyanamurti, you are right. It is impossible for a mortal with his limitations to do it. Nevertheless, it is not impossible for God. God is the supreme operating principle of the cosmos. He is self-luminous and the param tattva of all that is, was and shall ever be. He is niranjan, nirvikalp, nirgun and nirakar. Reflect for a while. Can you ascribe any of these attributes to your king?
Acharya Mahatap, I have lost ground completely. I don't have a befitting answer to this question. I accept Jal Samadhi. Today, I have realized my mistake. I have committed an unpardonable sin.
I've dealt an insulting blow on Mother Saraswati by commercializing education. I stand defeated.
Acharya, you have turned your defeat into a triumph by realizing your mistake. From now on, light the lamp of wisdom in every heart. Ensure that Vidya reaches out to one and all and re-establish the grandeur of Gyana Devi.
O Karuna Sagara, ever grateful to you for showing me the right path and giving me a chance to transform myself. Tell me, who are you? Why am I feeling that I'm in the presence of Ishwara?
Ade ade paristhiti marala sambhavinchaga భగవానుడు శివసాయి అవతారము దాల్చెను మనుజులను మార్చుటకై తానే ప్రయత్నించెను సవ్యమైన మార్గమును తానే చూపించెను ఉచిత విద్య ఉచిత వైద్యం ఉచిత సేవలెన్నెన్నో ప్రజలకు అందించెను ప్రేమను పంచిచ్చెను బహురూపి శివసాయి భగవంతుడె నిక్కము భవిష్యత్తులో సాయి మార్గమే అనుసరణీయము భవిష్యత్తులో సాయి మార్గమే అనుసరణీయము
Alone can do anything and everything. Come, let us have a peep into the Kali Yuga and witness God's divine sport, His control over the elements, time and space.
Venkamma, the revered elder sister of Bhagwan Baba, is building a house in Puttaparthi.
Such a big kiln of wet bricks waiting to be baked. I'm really so anxious. What shall I do?
Akka, akka.
Yemi Ramayya?
Chala pedda apayam jaragapothundi.
Apayama?
Avunu akka. The sky looks dark and menacing. It's surely going to rain. I'm so worried.
You are right, Ramayya. It will reduce all my bricks to a mound of clay. Oh, Devuda, what shall I do?
Akka, I'm getting so frightened.
Mamma, mamma, pulu, mappulu, varsham kurisela undi. Manasu tegulu padutundi.
Amma, Satya, varsham padithe ittu telisi paniki raavuga boyamma. Emi cheyalo cheppamma.
Venkamma, Venkamma. వాన రాని రాదు భయం ఎందుకు
వాన రాదు వెంకమ్మ వరద రాదు వెంకమ్మ వాన రాదు రాని రాదు భయం ఎందుకు పంచభూతములకు శక్తి నొసగు సాయి వెంటుండగ భయం ఎందుకు నీకు భయం ఎందుకు భయం ఎందుకు నీకు భయం ఎందుకు
Nature is disturbed by the negative tentacles of the capricious mind of humans. The all-compassionate Lord, who encases within Himself the triple powers of creation, preservation and dissolution, rushes forward to re-establish the regal stature and legacy of Bhumata. Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, who embodies these triple powers, allows us to have a peep into this reality. Here is a heartwarming experience where Baba is seen as Dattatreya.
In the enchanting Bandipur forest,
one fine day, Baba revealed this magnificent truth in his own enigmatic way. One devotee prayed thus, "Bhagwan, pray reveal to us the truth of your reality."
"I shall unravel it today,"
assured the Lord smilingly. "Answer every prayer is our Lord's motto." The Lord gestured and posed for a photo. An ethereal moment. It seemed as if the cosmic brilliance emanating from the triple powers sent cascades of scintillating rays that blended into the Sai form and spread its radiant effulgence from Bhagwan, illumining everything all around.
One elderly devotee felt that the Lord's robe needed a little straightening as she approached the Lord, her heart full of care and concern.
"Don't touch! Stand away!" commanded the Lord in a voice threatening.
The devotee moved away, stupefied at the loving Lord, now so frightening.
When the Polaroid photo was developed fine, it showed Lord Dattatreya, resplendent and sublime, truth of all truths to be etched in letters of gold in our heart's shrine.
తుఫానులు ఆకలికే కలు చావులు వృద్ధుల ఆక్రందనలు రోగుల పెనుకేకలు అవనినాక్రమించు వేళ అవతరించు శివసాయి అందరికీ అభయం ఒసగి కాపాడును సత్యసాయి కాపాడును సత్యసాయి మానవత్వమే సాయి ప్రేమతత్వమే సాయి సత్యధర్మమే సాయి సర్వమే శ్రీపతి సాయి హృదయవాసియే సాయి అంతర్యామియ సాయి విశ్వంభరుడే సాయి విశ్వవ్యాపియే సాయి విశ్వవ్యాపియే సాయి
భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్య సాయి బాబా ద పరిపూర్ణ అవతార్ has been relentlessly, consistently, ceaselessly, and silently uplifting, inspiring, transforming, elevating, and liberating every pining soul, yugas after yugas. This eternal saga of ultimate sacrifice and the legacy of pure, unconditional love continues forever and ever.
భగవంతుడు విశ్వ విరాట స్వరూపుడు అన్నారు.
God is a cosmic form.
అంటే ఏమి? ఇదంతా ఈ తలలన్నీ భగవంతుడి తలలే.
All these heads are divine.
సహస్ర శీర్ష పురుష సహస్రాక్ష సహస్రపాద్.
All these heads are his. All hands are his. All feet are his.
అన్ని నేత్రములు అన్ని శత్రములు అన్ని శిరస్సులు అతనివి.
All heads are his.
సర్వ రూపములు కూడా భగవంతుని స్వరూపములే.
All forms are his.
దైవం మనుష రూపేణ.
గాడ్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ హ్యూమన్ ఫామ్.
ఈ సత్యాన్ని మొట్టమొదట మనం గుర్తించాలి.
వీ హావ్ టు నో దిస్ ట్రూత్ ఫస్ట్.
మీకు ఏమాత్రము నా సంగతి కించిత్తైనా ఇంకా తెలుసుకోలేదు.
యు హావ్ నాట్ లెర్న్డ్ ఈవెన్ ఎ ఫ్రాక్షన్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్స్ నేమ్.
నా తత్వం ఇట్టిది అట్టిదని ఎవరికి అర్థం కాదు.
నోబడీ కెన్ ఎస్టిమేట్ భగవాన్.
నేను ఎప్పుడూ మీ వెంటనే జంటనే ఇంటనే ఉంటుంటాను.
భగవాన్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ విత్ యు ఇన్ యు అరౌండ్ యు అబౌవ్ యు.
నా సీట్ ఇక్కడ కాదు.
భగవాన్ సీట్ ఇస్ నాట్ హియర్.
నా సీట్ మీ యొక్క హృదయమే.
భగవాన్ చైర్ ఇస్ యువర్ హార్ట్.
ಗಣ ಆನಂದದಾಯಕ
ಅಗಣಿತ ಗುಣ
Bye-bye. मंदहासिनी आनंददायिनी
देवी भवानी जगत जननी
मंगलकारिणी कारुण्य रूपिणी
देवकीतनया दयानि दे दयानि दे कृपानि दे
दयानि दे कृपानि दे
दयानि दे कृपानि दे
दयानि दे कृपानि दे
देवकीतनया दयानि दे दर्शन दीजो देव देवा
दर्शन दीजो देव देवा
दर्शन दीजो देव देवा
दर्शन दीजो देव देवा
दर्शन दीजो साई देवा
दर्शन दीजो साई देवा
दर्शन
ॐ नमः शिवाय ॐ नमः शिवाय
ॐ नमः शिवाय ॐ नमः शिवाय
ॐ नमः शिवाय नमो नमो
ॐ नमः शिवाय नमो नमो
ॐ नमः शिवाय नमो नमो
ॐ नमः शिवाय
कैलाश
Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya,
Om Namah Shivaya,
Om Namah Shivaya,
Om Namah Shivaya,
Om Namah Shivaya,
Om Namah Shivaya,
Om Namah Shivaya,
Om Namah
Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya.
Jai Hari Bol Jai Sita Ram, Gopi Gopal Bhajo Radhe Shyam.
Chora, Navneet, chora.
Shine.